Press now, a report out today, has painted a positive picture of the impact of European immigration on the British economy. It suggests that EU migrants, including those from Eastern Europe, pay more in taxes than they get in benefits or from using public services. However, the pressure group Migration Watch, which wants reduced levels of immigration to the UK, has disputed those figures. It says the contribution made by immigrants has been overstated. But let's talk now to Professor Christian Dustman from University College London. He co-authored the study. Morning to you.
Yes, good morning.
Your study makes it to quite a few front pages this morning. It's the lead on The Independent. Tell us what exactly you found.
Well, yes, we look at the net fiscal impact of immigration to the UK, focusing on those immigrants who came after 2001 and considering the period between 2000 and 2011. So we calculate that net benefit by contrasting the taxes paid by those immigrants with the benefits and transfers they received from the welfare system. And what we find is that calculation results in overwhelmingly positive numbers. So immigrants who came after 2000 to the UK have paid in more in terms of taxes than what they have been taken out in terms of benefits and transfers. That is true for all immigrant groups, immigrants from non-EEA countries, but particularly so for immigrants from EEA countries. And when we distinguish there between the old European countries and the new European countries, those who joined the European Union after 2004, we find that both groups made a positive net fiscal contribution.
Because this is often a reason, and we've heard it this morning from Migration Watch, for the anti-immigration lobby to say these people are a strain on the economy. We can't take any more in because of the cost to the state. But you're saying this completely disputes and refutes that argument.
Well, we don't find any evidence which supports those types of claims. Those types of claims are very often based on anecdotal evidence. And of course, there are people in those communities, as they are in the British community, who free ride on the welfare system. But five Brits free riding on the welfare system doesn't make the British population a free rider on the welfare system. So what really matters for these type of considerations is what happens on average. And on average, we don't find any evidence in the data. Rather to the contrary, that immigrants who arrived at British shores since 2000 have taken out more from the system than they put in.
Okay, but let's look at what Migration Watch say. They say the contribution made by immigrants has actually been overstated. It says recent European migrants benefited the economy by less than £1 a week per head of the British population. That is what they say, which obviously flies counter to what you're saying.
Yes, we have published a similar report about 1 year ago. Migration Watch, among others, criticized that report. Now, this particular paper is now coming out in a peer-reviewed journal, the Economic Journal. We have taken all those criticisms on board. It did not change the qualitative results of our study. Migration Watch is not doing that. Migration Watch is publishing reports which are anonymous, which are not peer-reviewed, and which are not considered by the academic community. So, if you want to take their statements as something which is close to academic research, we heavily dispute that.
Okay, but is there not an argument to say, though, that Britain's benefits bill may actually be bigger because of immigration? Because we often hear this, people born here who are trying to find work, especially unskilled work, are finding it much, much harder to get a job because of increased immigration. And that will impact on the benefits bill, won't it?
Well, we do not consider. So there are many impacts of immigration. Immigration may impact innovation, it may impact economic growth, and it may also impact, of course, employment. Employment is not something we consider here. We look at fiscal aspects of immigration. But employment is also not a problem of the British economy at the moment. There are enough jobs. Unemployment is very low at the moment. So I wouldn't think that this is an incredibly important consideration. On the other hand, what you have to consider is that when we have particular needs in our economy, particular jobs to be filled, then not filling these jobs may, on the other hand, have serious implications for native workers. So if you don't have builders, the person who is running the building company is out of business as well. So there are various aspects to that argument from both sides.
Professor Christian Dustman from the University College London, thank you for that.